is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump signs an executive order imposing major tariffs against Brazil. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president has followed through with his threat to impose 50% tariffs against Brazil. Trump's executive order cites Brazil's policies and the criminal prosecution of former President Bolsonaro, calling them an economic emergency. Previously, Trump said tariffs were meant to address trade imbalances, although the U.S. has a substantial trade surplus with Brazil. The president has said Bolsonaro, whom he considers a personal friend, is being treated unfairly. Bolsonaro is on trial for attempting to overturn the results of his failed election. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The president also announces a 25% tariff on India and other penalties for buying Russian oil. The Transportation Safety Board holds national hearings into January's deadly crash near Reagan National Airport that left 67 people on a commercial jet and a military helicopter dead. Revealed today is altimeters telling how high the aircraft is are notorious for being wrong on Black Hawk helicopters. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
There is a possibility that what the crew saw was very different than what the true altitude was. We did testing in May that shows concerns with the altimeters.
The Trump administration is pushing for Americans to upload personal health data to app runs by private tech companies to, it says, make it easier to share information with doctors and hospital systems. Georgetown University health professor Lawrence Gottstein.
We want to keep that information, have control over that information, decides who can and cannot see it. That's what's at risk.
Brown University reaches an agreement with the Trump administration to resolve U.S. discrimination complaints and restore its federal funding. Danville, Virginia City Councilman Lee Vogler is set on fire at a local magazine office where he works for Andrew Brooks.
An individual forced his way into our office carrying a 5-gallon bucket of gasoline and poured the gasoline on Lee. Lee attempted to flee, ran to the front of the building. The individual followed him and set him on fire.
Brooks says Vogler was awake and talking en route to a burn center. A suspect is in custody. Fans of legendary Black Sabbath frontman Ozzy Osbourne lined the streets of Birmingham, England to say goodbye as a funeral procession made its way through his hometown. Fans chanted as family and friends drove by.
It was a non-negotiable for me. Come along and pay your respect. Beautiful to see so many people. Beautiful to see Birmingham in the best light.
Osbourne died last week at the age of 76. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A new report shows that while President Trump and other Republicans have claimed that many non-U.S. citizens were voting in recent elections, the numbers just are not there.
The report from the Center for Election Innovation and Research shows non-citizens are not a large threat to the U.S. election system.
In the first 6 months of the Trump administration, when they spent significant resources looking for non-citizens who had voted in the last election, the federal government so far has found only 4 instances nationwide of non-citizens who cast a ballot in the 2020. Election.
The center's David Becker.
There are individuals and candidates and parties who think they gain something politically by amplifying this false narrative that non-citizens are voting in our elections.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Tens of thousands of Deadheads are pouring into San Francisco for 3 days of Dead and Company concerts in honor of the Grateful Dead's 60th anniversary. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers and thunderstorms for this evening, and then rain tapers as we look into the overnight. Mostly cloudy and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from smoke. Nice day, though, with highs in the mid-70s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey! 98 years, your home for local news, and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere To catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Molloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
season. Eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Sweet as the punch.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'll never do me.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Take a good look at my face.
feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.